5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss debt management ratios. Debt management ratios are computations that are used to measure a company's ability to pay its long-term debt obligations, payables turnover. We're going to calculate these, right? Payables turnover, age of payables, debt to assets, debt to equity, and times interest earned. So we'll define these, we'll work through some examples, and you'll understand more of how we use debt management ratios. So let's dive in, right? Payables turnover. Okay, this represents the number of times a company can pay its accounts payable during a period. So payable is we buy from a supplier some raw materials, let's say, anything that's going to be an input into our operation. And we buy this on credit. Like I've mentioned before, payment terms can be 15, 30, 45, 60 days, typically 90 days in some cases, maybe 120, just depends on your relationship with your supplier. So those are accounts payable. So we are buying goods, raw materials, inputs into our operation on credit. So our cost of goods sold is divided by the accounts payable. So cost of goods sold is anything that goes into working capital, is anything that goes into the product development and the actual operation involved in assembling the product, putting it together, marketing. All of those things are in cost of goods sold. So we want to make sure that we can pay our accounts payable based off of cost of goods sold, right? So let's dig in. Cost of goods sold for company A in this example was $1 million. It's divided by accounts payable. In this example, accounts payable is $506,000. So we'll divide this, and we're going to get 1.97 times. So we can cover our accounts payable based off of cost of goods sold. So that's an idea of working capital. We're going to be able to assume that this will be our inventory finished products. How many times are our cost of goods sold going to be able to pay for our accounts payable? So 1.97 times, so it's a good ratio. Almost two times, we can pay off our accounts payable with our cost of goods sold almost by two times. So we're in good strength and position there. Age of payables. So age of payables measures the average number of days spent before paying obligations to suppliers. So we want to know how long is it taking us to pay back our payables. Curious of the terms, right? We want to know how many times we are turning over our payables, right? And how quickly are we paying them back, right? So payable turnover ratio allowed us to see how many times we were flipping over our cost of goods sold, and paying off our payables. We're flipping our working capital, we're flipping our inventory 1.97 times in order to pay for our accounts payable. So here we're going to calculate the age of the payables. How long is it taking us to pay back the credit terms? So age of payables, days and years, so obviously 365 days. We're going to divide that by account payable turnover, 1.97 times. So it's taking us, we have to turn over our inventory two times before we can pay for our accounts payable. So now we're wanting to see how many days on average is it taking us to pay back our payables. So with this equation, 365 divided by 1.97, we are paying back our payables in 185 days. That's a long time. We need to get that reduced down so we can get better credit terms. Debt to asset ratio, the long-term solvency and the capital structure for a company is being judged by the debt to asset ratio. It shows the percentage of debt in comparison to the assets of a company. It examines how many assets of a company are financed by debt. So we obviously want to have a lower debt to asset ratio. Let's figure this out. So total debt, right? Total debt, current liabilities, 543 plus long-term debt, 531. We're going to divide that by total assets. In this case, 3,373. Right? So we're going to have, so out of our total assets, right? So this equals 1,074, 543 plus 541, 1,074, divided by 3,373. This is going to give us 31.84%. So this 31.84% tells us how much of our assets are financed by debt. 31, almost 32% of our assets are financed by debt. That's good. That's actually a really good ratio. We are less than 50, and we probably have a little room to take on a little more debt if we needed to. Debt-to-equity ratio. Debt-to-equity ratio measures the long-term solvency and the capital structure of a company. It helps in figuring out the percentage of debt and equity in the balance sheet of a firm. A greater percentage of shareholders' equity shows excess of finance, which safeguards the company's leverage. Debt-to-equity ratio equals total debt or liabilities divided by the equity. Okay, debt-to-equity ratio. Okay, so we're going to look at our total equity. Total equity is $2,299. Our current liabilities, 543, plus our long-term debts, 531. So we're going to look at this and say 1074 divided by 2299. This is going to give us 46.72%. So this tells us that we have 46.72% of our capital structure is debt and the rest is equity. So if we do 100% of the pie, subtract out the 46.72, that's how much debt that we have. Of our capital structure is equity. So we have 46.72% is debt, 53.28% is equity. We're in a pretty good ratio here. Our equity is greater than our debt, which is always good, and we are actually developing a greater and greater cash position. Times interest earned. So earnings before interest and taxes, you'll often hear that being called EBIT. It's found on the income statement as the net operating profit before subtracting interest expense and taxes. Measuring the ratio of the operating profit available to service debt. The higher the number, the greater the safety margin, and the lower the risk a company can pay its debts. Okay, let's look at this. So, earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, $691. Okay, our interest expense is $141. So, our times interest earned, so this is the ratio of the operating profit available to service debt. So this is our This is our profit, earnings before interest and taxes. EBIT is our revenues minus our costs before the interest and taxes. So we haven't paid our interest payments yet. We haven't paid our taxes yet, right? So we want to know how much of or how many times can our revenues before interest and taxes cover our entire interest expense. So we'll be able to pay out interest out of this revenue before interest and taxes figure. So we want to see how many times we can cover our interest payments, right? So 691 divided by 141 is 4.9. So we can cover our interest expense with our earnings before interest and taxes 4.9 times. And remember, the higher the number, the greater the safety margin, and the lower the risk a company can pay its debts.